WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Brandon Cole here, and welcome back to Stoic State of Mind. You know, life throws a lot our way: deadlines, traffic jams, that weird neighbor who plays polka music at 3 a.m. I mean, the list goes on. But amidst all that chaos, there's one thing that can bring us back to center. Mindful movement. It's not just about hitting the gym or becoming a yoga guru, folks. It's about finding that sweet spot where your body and mind work together in harmony. Today, we're diving deep into how mindful movement can transform your physical and mental well-being. And trust me, this stuff isn't just for hippies and Zen masters. It's for everyone who wants to feel more grounded, focused, and energized, which, let's face it, is pretty much all of us. So, here are 5 key takeaways that will have you moving with intention in no time. First up, mindful movement isn't about intensity, it's about awareness. Ever feel like you're going through the motions, just autopiloting your way through a workout? Yeah, we've all been there. Mindful movement is about tuning into your body, noticing the sensations, the rhythm of your breath, the stretch in your muscles. It's about being fully present in each movement, instead of letting your mind wander off to the grocery list or that awkward encounter you had at the coffee shop earlier. Second, it's not just for exercise. You can practice mindful movement anywhere, anytime. Walking the dog. Pay attention to the feel of the leash, the crunch of leaves underfoot, and the warmth of the sun on your skin. Doing dishes. Really focus on the water flowing, the soap lathering, and the rhythm of your hand scrubbing. It's about bringing that same conscious awareness to everyday activities. Speaking of which, mindful movement can actually boost your productivity. Think about it. When you're feeling stressed or overwhelmed, a quick mindful walk can clear your head and help you come back refreshed and focused. It's like hitting the reset button on your brain. Plus, a little movement gets your blood flowing and helps you think more creatively. Fourth, mindful movement is incredibly good for your mental health. Ever notice how taking a few deep breaths can instantly calm you down? That's because moving your body in a deliberate way releases feel-good hormones like endorphins and serotonin. It reduces stress, anxiety, and even depression. It's like a natural mood booster. And finally, don't be afraid to experiment. There are tons of different ways to practice mindful movement: yoga, tai chi, walking, meditation, dancing. The key is to find what resonates with you and feels good for your body. Think about that last time you were really engrossed in something, like a gripping movie or an intense game. You're so focused on the experience that you forget everything else around you: your phone, your worries, even your hunger pangs. That's what mindful movement can do. It's like stepping into that state of flow and becoming fully present with your body and your breath. Imagine this. You wake up in the morning feeling groggy and sluggish. But instead of hitting snooze for the 10th time, you decide to try a quick 10-minute walk outside. You focus on the feel of the sun on your skin, the birds chirping, the crunch of leaves underfoot. By the time you get back inside, you feel energized, refreshed, and ready to take on the day. That's the power of mindful movement. So, there you have it, 5 powerful takeaways to help you unlock the transformative benefits of mindful movement. Remember, folks, it's not about perfection, it's about progress. Start small, be consistent, and most importantly, have fun with it. This is your daily reminder to slow down, breathe deep, and move with intention. It's a simple yet powerful practice that can make a world of difference in your overall well-being. Now, I want to hear from you. What's your favorite way to practice mindful movement? Share your thoughts and experiences in the comments below. And don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review this podcast. It helps more people discover the power of a stoic state of mind. Until next time, keep striving for that inner peace, and remember, you got this.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.